Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
As we start this final show of the work week, what do we say? We say happy almost Friday. Oh, yeah. Whew. Oh, yeah. I don't care if it's supposed to be one of the coldest weeks of the year coming up next week. I don't care if this brings us closer. We're supposed to have snow this weekend in lots of places in the country, so that makes me happy. But yeah, we're actually heading into an Arctic blast of air. And so that's coming early next week. But whatever, it's January, so I suppose we can deal. I know that my husband's already coming up with adjectives like stupid cold. He's not big into the cold. I'm big into the cold. I'm also big into Fridays. So happy almost Friday to you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You can find me online at A-Law Radio. And if you're looking for our show account, mostly if you're looking for our divisional weekend poll, it is on our, well, it's on my account, but it's also on our show Twix at Amy After Hours. And as soon as I have a chance, let's hopefully at the first break, I will go ahead and throw it up there on Facebook as well, because it's perfect. It is the only time of the year, the only weekend of the football season in which we have just 4 games and they fill out the poll perfectly. So I do love this because it fits neatly and compactly into what is our final game of the week poll, really, because Championship Sunday, it's like, I don't know. They're both going to be good games and whatevs. What is the After Hours divisional game of the week? Now, early on, a very healthy lead for Ravens and Bills. I'm actually going to fess up that I didn't vote for Ravens and Bills. We get Ravens and Bills. It's going to be amazing. I'm not sure I agree with Thurman Thomas, who told us on our last show that it was essentially the AFC Championship game. I don't think we can go that far. Chiefs are the toughest out in sports. In fact, they like being down by 10 points. It makes it more interesting and more challenging for them. So don't count out Kansas City just yet. That's at your own risk, right? Remember 2 years ago when KC wasn't even the favorite in its own division? Huh, how'd that work out? So Texans, Chiefs, Ravens, Bills, Commanders, Lions, Rams, Eagles. Not in that order, though, of course. You've got the ones playing on Saturday, the twos hosting on Sunday. So we're going to do a lot of preview and chatter about divisional weekend, and I would love to hear from you at A-Law Radio. And then also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, what is the game of the week for you, but also how you feeling about these 4 games coming up? I love this weekend. I can't wait to get there. But once it's done, it kind of hits me. Oh, there's only 3 games left in the NFL season. Of course, championship weekend, and then we have the 2 weeks until the Super Bowl. We're already working on Super Bowl week guests. It's a lot of fun because we have access to different people that we normally wouldn't or that aren't always available to us here on After Hours. So we're looking forward to that. And it's not that far off, right? We're talking about 3 weeks from Sunday. So again, 855-212-4227. And then our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And I'd love to hear from you online too at A-Law Radio. It was supposed to be a competitive rematch of a game we saw just a couple weeks ago, only the venue had changed, right? So the Cavaliers and the Thunder, the two best teams in the NBA, they had 30 lead changes in their first meeting. That one taking place on the shores of Lake Erie. 30 lead changes, and the game was still hanging in the balance in the final minute. Well, it wasn't like that in Oklahoma City on Thursday night. Not even close. Oh, my goodness. So we'll talk about the rematch, if you will, though they are still the two best teams in the NBA. And also, as Alex Ovechkin pursues the record, as he pursues Wayne Gretzky's goals record, right? The one that for a long time people thought would never be topped. But here is Alex Ovechkin at 39 years old, and he's still productive. Obviously not the same speed and explosiveness, but he is crafty, and boy, he can manage a puck and a stick. That's putting it mildly. He's still so terrific to watch and so dangerous. I just enjoy the fact that at 39, he's like a Tom Brady. He loves the game. He can still outsmart and outfox some of the younger dudes. He doesn't need to be the fastest out there, like a Chris Paul. We could go on and on about different aged veterans, wise, experienced, grizzled veterans. They're not the fastest or the most powerful, but what they bring to the table, the field, the court, the ice, is this inherent wisdom and experience that you can't get by having 1, 2, 3 seasons in your respective league. You know, it's built over time. There's no shortcut to experience. And it's also part of being a champion. It's a different plateau, if you will. It's a different category and a different type of wisdom when you have actually won a championship and you recognize what it takes to be the last team standing. But that's not the goal that Alex Ovechkin was able to achieve tonight. No, it was a different one, but actually kind of a fun one too. So we'll get to his overtime goal for the Capitals on the road at the Senators. And we'll also talk, as I mentioned, about the divisional weekend and even looking ahead to championship the national college football championship. There's a lot of talk about college sports this week, not so much because of the football game that's coming up Monday, but because of a couple of groundbreaking NCAA rulings. I still want to say NCAA, but they prefer NCAA. NCAA rulings that will affect the pay-for-play era upon which we are standing at the cusp. And really has to do a lot with the women's sports and how they'll be treated. So maybe we'll be able to work that in a little bit too. Speaking of women, keeping our eyes on Naomi Osaka, who right now is in a tiebreak in the opening set of her third round match. It's live from the Australian Open. So I'm always excited when we have sports that are taking place overnight our time, or late night, depending upon where you're listening, because it's kind of neat that we can follow not just tennis tournaments, it happens with the French and Wimbledon, but also the Olympics. That's probably my favorite of the last 12 plus years when we get international events. Also could include the Open Championship across the pond. And so I really enjoy that because we get to talk with the events going on. We get to talk about the results as they unfold. And so this is pretty cool. To be able to track it, the first tennis major of the year, and I'm excited to keep up with it. So, try to think about the Olympics, the next ones. Well, I don't actually know where the next Winter Olympics are, Pete. Do you know? We just got the summer in Paris, and of course, in 28 we get Olympics in LA. That sounds a whole lot different now when we talk about the Olympics in Los Angeles. The area, LA County, too, has a lot of work to do. And, of course, the federal government and the Olympic Committee will have to get involved because of some of the damage that's been done and now the resources that need to be diverted to be able to rebuild in LA. But maybe it's a different type of motivation, right? Because of how much LA wants to be a part of it. And the idea that we can have that as the goal and that is the deadline. And there's a lot of spirit, enthusiasm, a lot of push right now toward raising money and toward helping LA rebuild. But could you imagine to have that done and to have that as the goal and what a showcase it could be as part of the Olympics that will be here in the United States, as well as some events in Canada and Mexico? Yes.
26 Winter Games are in Italy.
Italy. Cool. Actually, I think I just said that wrong. It's the World Cup that's got events in both Canada and Mexico, right? Not the Olympics. The Olympics are here in the United States, and there are Olympics. Right, but the World Cup is kind of a joint venture, though the majority of the games are here in the U.S. Yes.
Yeah, it's a mix.
And that's in 26.
26.
The Olympics are coming up a couple years later.
The World Cup will be hosted in 16 cities in 3 North American countries.
Right, but the vast majority of them are here in the United States, and right. The championship, the World Cup final, is here in the United States. And then the Olympics, which I really want to be able to attend / cover. But I do think it's kind of a goal off in the distance. We want to be ready, and how neat it would be to recognize the work that LA has done to be able to host the Olympics and to be able to be part of that in a few years. All right, so a lot to talk about. Of course, it's our final show of the work week. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. As I've been online over the last few hours, I've been trying to share videos and memories of Bob Uecker. I was shocked to hear the news. In fact, I had a family member that sent a photo of Bob Uecker and sent the news. So it was waiting for me when I woke up on Thursday afternoon. I did not realize, like many of you, did not realize that he was dealing with small cell lung cancer. He was diagnosed in 2023. And I've since read some tributes, of course, but also some stories about how there were a select number of the Brewer brass, including Pat Murphy and Christian Yelich, a select number of people from the Brewers organization that knew that last year was going to be the final time that they would probably have Bob Uecker at the ballpark. And so it was bittersweet. And so Pat Murphy he shared the story and the perspective of that last game against the Mets in the wild card. That was early October. And we'll hear some calls from Bob Uecker from 2024, including the Pete Alonso home run that just stunned Milwaukee in the ninth inning of that wild card game. But Pat Murphy now talks about how there were a few of them that got together and commiserated, even cried, he said, over the realization that Bob was unlikely to make it to the next baseball season. He was 10 days away from his 91st birthday. But if you look back and you watch, and I just shared it online at A-Law Radio, you look back to the interview that Tom Rinaldi did with Bob Uecker on the occasion of his 90th birthday, and then you hear some of his calls from last season. Still so sharp, so funny, so quick-witted, so engaging, so entertaining. Of course, his voice wasn't as strong as it was when he was younger, but he still told great stories. He still match the ebbs and flows of the game. He was still so beloved and had so many listeners who couldn't wait to hear his calls and who couldn't wait to watch the game with Mr. Baseball. So there are some really neat compilations out there. Interviews with Bob Uecker, but also the MLB account shared some of his best play-by-play and some of the neatest moments from a career that not only featured a relatively short time playing baseball. However, he was a World Series champion, and he was a teammate of Hank Aaron's, and he homered off Sandy Koufax. But also some of the iconic moments from his acting career. I got to tell you, I did not know Bob Uecker as a baseball player or a baseball announcer first. I knew him as the dad on Mr. Belvedere. That was one of my brother and I's favorite shows. We loved Mr. Belvedere. I think it only lasted 5 or 6 seasons. We didn't miss it. It was late 80s, maybe into the early 90s. But as kids, we loved that show.
I believe it was 85 to 90.
Okay. We were so heartbroken when the show was done. But I'm telling you, we loved Mr. Belvedere. And that's how I knew Bob Uecker. I knew nothing at all about his baseball background. I didn't know anything about Major League. That was not a movie my mom would let us watch when we were kids. So I didn't see that till much later in life. That came out in the late 80s as well, right? I loved Bob Uecker, but also he was just this kind of sarcastic, cranky dad. Not always cranky, but real sarcastic and kind of the antithesis of the main character, Mr. Belvedere, who was kind and funny, and I think he was British. We loved that show. And that was how I knew Bob Uecker. And I remember the first time I heard him call a baseball game, I thought, wait a minute, that's the guy from Mr. Belvedere. And then realized, of course, as I got older and worked more in this business, that baseball was his first love. And when he was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame as a Ford Frick Award winner in 2003, it's clear, no matter what else he did in his life, it always came back to baseball.
Of all the things that I've done, this has always been number one, baseball. The commercials, the films, the television series. I could never wait for everything to get over to get back to baseball. I still, and this is not sour grapes by any means, still think I should have gone in as a player. Thank you very much. There it is, boys. The proof is in the pudding.
He was one of a kind. I loved his humor. And he could deliver a line without changing his facial expression. Like I said, I thought he was terrific on Mr. Belvedere. Even though sometimes he was made out to be the villain, if you will. It was a family comedy, so not a villain, but not like a Darth Vader. Bob Uecker, Mr. Baseball, what a legacy left behind. I'm sad to hear about his death. But not at all surprised that he didn't want the world to commiserate his cancer or make it about him. He just wanted to spend every last minute and day that he could at the ballpark. So you can check out some of the tributes that I shared on my own Twix at A-Law Radio. Really, seriously, watch them. You'll love the calls, too. It's awesome. And we'll share a few more of those, including some of his moments from Major League and the commercial that he said people still repeat lines from and yell at him when they would see him. He said that, in fact, he told Tom Rinaldi that it's every day someone yells the lines from his Miller Lite commercial. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. If you want to talk about Bob Uecker, I know we have a lot of Brewers fans that listen. A Hall of Famer. And 54 years calling baseball games. 54 years. He started in 1969, but his baseball play-by-play career really took off in 1971 with the Brewers. at A-Law Radio on our Facebook page, too. We're just getting started here on this Thursday night. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Set to work. Runners lead. First, second, and third to pitch. Hit to left and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Gone! Jackson Jurio just hit one when the base is loaded. And they add four more on the rookies. Grand slam home run. His 18th of the year. Jackson Jurio. Wow.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The final home run call of the Brewers season, and Jackson Jurio with that big blast, and kind of interesting to think about the juxtaposition, because at the time, Bob Uecker's calling that on Brewers Radio is 90 years old and Jurio is 20. Wow. Of course, there was another massive home run that he called in the playoffs, but this one would bring an abrupt end to the Brewers season. And wasn't that long ago that we saw it and heard it.
Alonso stepping out momentarily, now back in there. Williams, three balls on a strike, and the pitch hit in the air to right, deep, warning track, and gone. Peter Alonso just put New York on top in this one with a three-run home run to right field. And just like that, a 2-0 lead is now a 3-2 deficit. That quickly.
That was a home run off Devin Williams of the Brewers, their closer, and it came in the ninth inning of a game in which the Brewers were leading 2-0. So you can hear the stunned reaction with Bob Uecker and also some of the fans there as that was taking place. There's more. We'll bring you some more, as well as some of his iconic moments from his other ventures outside the baseball stadium. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Alan in Toronto wants to weigh in about Bob Uecker.
Yes, hi, Amy. Thank you very much for calling, for taking my call. It's sad. It's sad when anybody goes at any age. And he was a true character, just like Yogi Berra and Joe Garagiola, and they're all three of them were catchers, so they all have one thing in common. They're both characters. So it's I am going to Buffalo on Sunday, and I'm sitting way up at the top and near the top, and they call it Bob Uecker Seats. I don't know where they got that name from, but anybody that sits up in God's country is called Bob Uecker Seats.
God's country.
Do you know anything about why they call it that?
I've never heard that before, so no, I don't.
And his lifetime average was 200, 18 home runs, but three of those home runs were hit off Hall of Famers, Ferguson Jenkins, Gaylord Perry, and you just mentioned Sandy Koufax. And he often joked about that. He says, I hope it doesn't impede their ability to get into the Hall of Fame. You know, he says, you know, he constantly laughs at himself, too, which is great. You know?
Yes.
He's the Rodney Dangerfield of sports. Doesn't get no respect, you know. In that sense, he doesn't get any respect, you know, because people make jokes about him. You know, he's a jokester, and they make jokes about him, too. So.
Oh, I think he enjoyed that. I think that was kind of part of his persona, his personality, don't you think?
Yes, I think so, yeah. Oh, yeah, because the way he expresses himself, you know, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And, you know, And his signature call is "Get up, get up, get out of here." Mm-hmm. And I use that signature call when I go to baseball games too. It just comes natural, you know. Get up, get out of here. Not like just like Phil Rizzuto's signature call is going, going, and it is gone. So I use that phrase sometimes too when I'm going to a baseball game. So.
Nice. Well, it's good to hear from you. He's definitely beloved and will be remembered by baseball fans that span several generations.
Yeah, 10 days shy of his 90th birthday, 91st birthday.
91st, yes, yes. I appreciate your call, Alan. Thanks so much.
Always a pleasure listening to you and talking to you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Alan. Let's talk to Jacob, who's in Atlanta. Welcome to After Hours.
Miss Lawrence, thank you so much for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to touch base with, first of all, let me just say, your show is more than just a sports show. It's really a show about life, love, loyalty, happiness, and everything in between.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
No, I do. I mean, the last few days, as you discussed, I was going to California. I was born in Riverside, California.
Oh.
My niece with USC still lives out there. My cousin. So it means a lot that when you talk about sports, you talk about the actual impact on the people, because some of us, you know, really care much more about that than was going on with the Rams. I really appreciate it.
Well, I got to say, I mean, as much as I love sports and as much as I've been doing it for a long time, I agree with you. It's not even remotely important. I would never describe what I do as important. I think
what you do is important for people like me, even if you just affect one or two people, because years ago, I didn't think you were on Audacity or Affinity back in the day when I had cousins and my kids. My schedule is such, I was up early in the morning, traveling a lot, and I would always listen to you. This is obviously pre-wedding, pre-children and everything. And your growth is very impressive. I just want to say that.
Oh, thank you. I just meant the topic. The topic's not important.
Well, yeah. Yeah. But as far as Bob Uecker's concerned, you know, my mother, my maternal family's from Chicago, my dad, one of his wives from Waukegan, my brother Victor lives in Milwaukee. I have a good friend who works for Milwaukee PD. So I was actually able to meet Bob many, many, many years ago, decades ago. And of all the people I've met Nelson Mandela, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Clinton. I can say that meeting Bob Uecker as a small child, like, he had this kind of just natural glow to him, you know. And I really appreciate the fact that you're dedicating a nice portion of your show to Bob Uecker. You know, a lot of people, all they want to talk about is statistics and everything. But when I think of Amy Lawrence, I think of, hey, has that guy taken down the light yet? I think, you know.
No.
I mean, it's bigger than just sports. You know, I really do appreciate it. And I just really want you to know that. I called it once maybe 9 years ago, like long time ago.
Wow.
But even back then, you let me talk. And now my schedule is such that I'm up at these hours again. And
nice.
I've been listening to you lately. And I just really appreciate the fact that, in addition to having great sports knowledge, which you do have, which you couldn't do it if you know, falsehood always rings true. So we know that you're real, but the fact that you take the time to talk about the things that we all care about, because one thing about sports connects us all, race, creed,
yes,
sexuality, tall, short, you know, it doesn't matter. Sports connects us all,
mm-hmm.
And I really appreciate, you know,
you're
welcome, dedicating this time towards Mr. Uecker. And I just wish nothing but the best for you. If you ever need someone to come up there and use a BB gun to break out and shoot out that light, hey, Jacob in Atlanta, I got your back.
Thank you. My husband's actually now like, screw the BB gun. I'm just going to take a baseball bat to it. He's so over it.
Hey, you know what, though? You're a very patient person, and I can respect that. Because if it was up to your husband, he'd have taken that light out a long time ago.
He would. I don't want him in jail, right? It took a long time to find him. I don't want him in jail.
Hey, spoken like a true queen.
Thank you, Jacob. Good to talk to you. Be safe. Have a great weekend.
You too. Have a good day.
Thank you. I'm telling you, Producer P, and now Marco is in here. That is, for the last 4 or 5 months, that is the number one question / topic that people are bringing to me on social and even on the phones. What's happening with the light? What's going on with the light? I had a friend over. She just stopped by to meet our new dog on Thursday afternoon, and the light had come on by 5:15, whatever. And yeah, she's like, oh, that thing is awful. Like, I know when I drive home in the morning, I get home around, I don't know, 6:50 a.m. Eastern time. And every other house, even if people are awake, you might see a bathroom or a bedroom light on, maybe a kitchen light on. It's the only freaking house in the neighborhood in which it looks like they could play a baseball game in his backyard. Like, it's that bright. No, nobody else feels the need to have that bright of a light out there. It's so obnoxious. And he doesn't care if it's illegal. He doesn't care if it violates the town ordinance. He's going to shine his light until... yeah, I don't know when, until we move, I suppose. It's so obnoxious.
With the sun out, that's good. That's good. It's helpful, too, at that point.
Yeah, right. No, it's actually one of those lights that's triggered from dawn to dusk. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it gets dark easily by 5:15 now. I mean, the days are getting a little bit longer.
Right.
But
no, but yeah.
And it's still, depending on if it's cloudy or if it happens to be a morning with fog, it'll still be on sometimes at 7:30 in the morning. Hmm. Yeah, it's.
I wonder what the bill is on that.
It's ridiculous. Oh, he's got three of them, too. It's not just the one that faces our garage. Hmm. It's amazing. We're pretty sure, I figured out now, they're gone almost every weekend. And I'm pretty sure that's why they put this light up, is because they were planning on being gone. They must, if it's grandkids or something they've got going on, maybe they got a weekend house somewhere, I don't know. But yeah, my husband's coming up with devious plans to at some point when they're gone.
Just be careful. A lot of cameras.
Yeah, that's what I mean about him being in jail. I do not want him to end up in jail. So we're thinking that we'd have to somehow, it would have to be like from our window, like with the BB gun pulled back in so you can't see what it is. Hmm. And then all of a sudden the light's out.
Or you got to find the cameras and got to make sure that they're covered up.
They're spray painted black.
You never know. That's how you pull these things off.
Nice. Let's quick talk to Jesse, who's in San Diego. Welcome to After Hours.
Hello, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, sir.
Well, I have the answer why those seats are called the Bob Uecker seats.
Oh, okay. Great. Thank you for sharing that with us.
He did a lot of commercials for Miller Lite.
Yes.
And one of the commercials, he makes himself really important.
Yes.
You know, walking into the stadium, you know, he gets in the front row and he's kind of gloating in that he's a very important person. And then they take him out of the seat. They tell him, buddy, you're in the wrong seat. And they finish by, you know, they put the camera where he's sitting at. He's sitting way up top, and that's the whole theme of the commercial.
So it's called, they're called the Bob Uecker seats because they're up at the top. Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Jesse, yeah. Hold on 1 second. Listen, okay? Go ahead, Pete.
You know, one of the best things about being an ex-big leaguer is getting freebies to the game. Call the front office, bingo. And once these fans recognize me, I probably won't even have to pay for my light beer from Miller.
Down the clock!
I love them. These fans know I drink light because it's less filling and it tastes great. Good seats, huh?
You're in the wrong seat, buddy. Come on.
Oh, I must be in the front row.
Come on, come on.
Hey, buddy. He missed the tag.
Right. So they were the wrong seats, but he was like, I must be in the front row. I saw an interview with him in which he said that people say that to him every day. I must be in the front row. Every single day he would hear that from fans. But I appreciate the explanation and the tie there, Jesse. Thanks so much.
Uber driver in San Diego. Everybody listen to your show. Just so you know.
Nice. Thank you so much for tuning in. Glad to keep you company.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a great weekend. You must be in the front row. I just watched the interview that Tom Rinaldi did with him on his 90th birthday for Fox Sports. It's so good. Yeah. He's so funny. Mm-hmm. He makes jokes. Tom asked him, who's the most famous person in your phone? Oh, I think I am. Mm-hmm. And I guess as they sat down to start the interview, his phone made an obnoxious noise. It was turned up pretty loudly, and it happened to be the president calling to tell him happy birthday for his 90th.
And from all accounts, down to earth. I mean, his comedic timing is ridiculous for a guy that's, I mean, he was an athlete. Let's not, you know, he turned this into the career that he did, but he just did it by being Bob Uecker.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he was on Johnny Carson for what? Just being Bob Uecker. He's not really promoting anything. He's just Bob Uecker. The ability to do that, that's, you can't fake that. That's natural. That was him.
I don't know if you heard me say it because you were in the other room. I had no idea he was a baseball guy. None. Until much later in my life, because my brother and I, we loved Mr. Belvedere. Mm-hmm. It was one of our favorite shows. My mom obviously wouldn't let us watch Major League, so I saw that a lot later in life. But when we were kids, Mr. Belvedere, it was our favorite. And he was kind of the cranky, sarcastic dad who was the opposite of Mr. Belvedere, mm-hmm. who was kind and funny and British and all that. And so he wasn't really a villain. Just, I mean, it was a kid's show, but our family show, but he was the one that you were supposed to dislike. And then much later in my career, I was like, oh my gosh, I still thought that he was an actor for a while, mm-hmm. moonlighting as a baseball guy. I was like, what is he doing there? That's Mr. Belvedere. That's the dad of Mr. Belvedere. And so it took me a little while before I realized that he was a baseball icon.
Yeah, I mean, and the funny part, I mean, even in his Hall of Fame speech where he talks about, I mean, he was a six-year player. Look, the end of the major leagues is ridiculous. And he was a backup catcher. He played 6 years. And he turned this into, I mean, this career that lasted for, I mean, 54 years just doing the Brewers games. It's remarkable how he was able to, and it's seriously just being Bob Uecker.
Yeah.
Because why would you cast a non-actor for a lead role in a sitcom? And Major League, which is one of my favorite movies of all time, the idea of him doing that makes sense. But when you hear later, when I found out later, he ad-libbed that whole movie.
It was not scripted.
He ad-libbed it. They were like, just, you know, this is the idea of it. Go. And then he never watched it afterwards.
What?
He never saw it.
I didn't know that part.
Never saw it.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, we've got some clips from it that we'll use coming up because, yeah, there's some iconic moments. At A-Law Radio, if you want to see some of these different features that were put together and also vote for the game of the week and also on our Facebook page, here's our latest sports update. And here's Marco.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
And Amber, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Texans tasked with trying to put a pin in the dynasty for the Chiefs and put an end to the three-peat. Is C.J. Stroud looking forward to hooking up with Patrick Mahomes?
It's moments you dream of. You know, you watch them, like you said, growing up and dreaming of the moments to be sharing that field or be competing in those moments. So, you know, I'm very excited and, you know, ready to roll, but, you know, got to have a good week of preparation. But, yeah, I'm definitely excited for it.
Vikings already shown the door by the Rams, which now brings them to the question of Sam Darnold or J.J. McCarthy. But head coach Kevin O'Connell still not ready to tackle that problem.
It's a remarkable thing to have all those guys in the room and how we build forward and how we put things together as we move into the future will be based upon what gives us the best chance to win, what gives us the best chance to put the best version of the Minnesota Vikings football team on the field. And I think it's way too early to, you know, in that process to really identify exactly what that looks like.
Taking a look at the NBA, where Shai Gilgeous-Alexander poured in 40. Thunder dominate the Cavs 134-114 as OKC led by as many as 42 in this one. Pacers knocked off the Pistons 111-100. Pascal Siakam, 26 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists. Clippers all over the Blazers, 118-89. Kings survived the Rockets, 132-127. And the Suns, they got by the Wizards, 130-123, courtesy of 37 from Devin Booker. Off the court, Maverick Carter, LeBron James' business manager, advising on a new international basketball league looking to raise $5 billion that would serve as a rival for the NBA. LeBron is said to not be involved. Checking college hoops, Oregon State up at a number 16, Gonzaga, 97-89 in overtime. Temple surprise number 18, Memphis, 88-81. While Minnesota outlasted 28th-ranked Michigan, 84-81 in overtime. And baseball has lost a legend as Bob Uecker has died. Mr. Baseball played 6 years in the bigs, best known for all his work off of the field. A Brewers broadcaster for 54 years, a Hall of Famer, not to mention a noted actor in movies like Major League and the hit sitcom Mr. Belvedere. Uecker was 90 years old. I'm Marco Belletti.
855-212-4227. That's the number to get in touch with us, the Infinity Sports Network. Give us a call, 855-212-4227. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The Game of the Week poll is up on Facebook, so waiting to hear and see what you think about Divisional Weekend. If you missed my conversation with Hall of Fame running back Thurman Thomas, we got a great reaction from it. So nice to share it with you on our podcast. It is up, and you just look for his smiling face. He's not wearing his own uniform in the photo that I actually stole it from his social media. He's wearing a James Cook jersey, which is fun. So you can check that out. Again, all of our shows are podcasted and available every weekday morning with our interviews podcasted separately. And it was great to connect with Thurman in advance of Buffalo, Baltimore on Sunday afternoon. Supposed to be cold, duh. Supposed to be some snow. Uh-huh. That's pretty typical. What is the After Hours Game of the Week? At A-Law Radio, at Amy After Hours, and now on Facebook. Chicago Johnny listening in Las Vegas. Happy New Year to you. How are you?
Happy New Year, Amy. And, you know, the only thing that I got to say about you, you have something in common with Bob Uecker, right? Because Bob Uecker tells you to call him the regular guy. You are the regular girl.
That's true. That is very true.
What you see is what you get. And I'm going to give you my motto, and you can use it if you like.
Okay.
What I tell people is, I just tell them that if you treat me good, I'm going to treat you better.
Aww.
If you treat me bad, I'm going to treat you worse.
No, so, I don't think you should automatically treat people poorly because they treat you poorly.
Well, I treat the way I get treated.
Okay.
So, but the reason why I called, a couple of reasons. Number one, they cut off the production in the for the movie.
So it's done?
That's why. No. It's on hold. It's on hold because of the wildfire.
Oh, in L.A. I got you. Okay.
Universal City is closed.
Gotcha. Right? Okay.
So, but now, unofficially, right, my boys are telling me that the new coach for Chicago Bears is going to be Mike McCarthy. Remember when you heard that?
Okay.
That's going to be one, right? And number two, I know you're going to think that I'm giving you a line, but in March, now they rescheduled this, and I don't know when it's going to happen, and I'm not lying to you. How would you and your husband, Bob, like to go to the Oscars?
What?
Yes.
Are you going to the Oscars, Chicago Johnny?
Yes. Yes, I'm going to the Oscars.
Wow, good for you.
I can get two more tickets for you and your husband.
And this is in March? They rescheduled for March?
Yeah, it's always in March, but they're going to change it in a couple of weeks because of the fires.
Right.
You got to see what's going on.
Well, that's quite an offer. I'm not sure that's in our budget, Chicago Johnny.
It's going to be all expenses paid. What are you talking about?
Oh, well, that's quite a gift.
And one more thing.
Okay.
And this is for the record.
For the record. Okay.
For you and your husband, anytime in 2025, you have a 3-day, 2-night stay at Caesar's Palace, compliments of Chicago Johnny.
Oh.
Anytime you want it.
All right. Only if you finish giving us the tour of the Mob Museum.
Oh, wait, you hear? We got Al Capone's 38 revolver.
That's awesome. I didn't, but I would love to see it.
He called it his sweetheart. So we got the Al Capone's 38 revolver. He always kept on him.
Oh, my goodness. So that's incredible.
It's the Mob Museum. And I'll be mourning because we got a whole different new things showing in there.
Oh, so, that's awesome. Well, I hope you've gotten some more business because I keep sending people there and telling everyone it's the stop in Vegas. That's awesome.
Just come to ask for CJ.
I will. Well, I'm sorry. It's good to talk to you. I miss talking to you. I'm glad you're doing well. I hope you enjoy the holidays. And we'll talk again soon. So when Mike McCarthy gets named the coach of the Bears, you're going to have to call us.
Take me up on my offer.
Okay. I'll consider it. I'll talk to my other half. Thank you, Chicago Johnny. Take care of yourself. Happy New Year again. Another character like a Bob Uecker. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.